But right now, we have senior varsity baseball pitcher Ben Clevenger in studio with us. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
All right, Ben, you are now 10-5. Your team is with a game coming up tonight against Lawrence Central. How do you think the team has progressed so far throughout the season?
Well, I definitely think it started off pretty slow. Our offense has really started off pretty slow. But over these last few games, I really think we've gotten our offense together. We've really come together as a team, and I really think we've started to win some games.
Yeah, last week you guys had two comeback victories against Lawrence North. Nine runs, I believe it was, or eight runs in the final inning. Just outstanding. What do you think allows those comebacks? I mean, what gives you guys the fire to come back from that?
Well, I really think it's really just not wanting to lose, just the fight to just stay in the game and end up on top, really.
Now, we heard about some superstitions during that inning. When you came back against Lawrence North, it was 9-2 going into the bottom of the seventh. You guys hadn't been hitting all game. Lawrence North came out with a lot of pop, but their defense was obviously prone to some errors. You figured that out, and some walks. They walked quite a few people. But you guys thought it was due to a higher power, some superstition. What were some of those?
This is correct, Jack. Us fellow seniors, me, Walter Ackerman, Seth Keeling, and George Schiebeck, we all have this thing where we all stand on one end of the dugout, and we all have to stand in a line all together, and we end up winning games. I don't know what it is, but it's just us that wins it. I don't know.
Left or right end?
Far end. Closest to the plate.
Closest to the plate. Closest, so you're standing plate. Next to the coach, correct?
Yes, correct.
Does the coach believe in this or not?
He does not, no.
He does not believe
no,
in
no,
it.
No. Not at all, no.
Not at all.
Is Roman a very superstitious guy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Doesn't believe in luck. Interesting.
No.
So, Brady?
Yeah, I have a question for you. So, I was talking to you yesterday about this. You guys were supposed to have a game yesterday, got rained out for some reason, really didn't rain at all last night. But then you have to go and play the rematch or the remake-up game today. What's the mindset going in, prepping for a game yesterday, and then having it get sort of taken away from you and having to play it the next day? How do you prepare for the game the next day?
I don't really think it's that much preparation. We were just ready to play yesterday, and I really think we'll just move it over from today. We had practice last night, and really just think we're ready to go today.
Okay, Jack, I'm blanking on the starter here from Monday.
The starter for Carmel
on
Monday?
Yeah, I'm blanking.
That was, oof, that's a good one.
I'm blanking, too.
Junior varsity came up for start.
Oh, Sean Roop.
Roop goes, I believe it was like four or five innings, doesn't allow a run, and only one hit throughout the entire game. Is that a sign coming up for the future of Carmel baseball this year, is better starting pitching? Because that's been sort of a struggle throughout the first part of the year.
Absolutely. I think there's guys on JV that are really itching to come up, and we're really prone on our pitching staff, and we're really proud of them, and we really think that they can compete next year.
Now, you guys are part of a little clan you like to call the POs, the pitchers only. How have you guys handled sort of the inconsistency that you faced this year? Because a lot of guys have struggled with control, and there's been sort of a lot of mixing around. We've seen relievers George Schiebeck get some starts sort of unexpectedly. We've seen a couple guys from JV come up. How have you guys handled that as a group?
Well, we don't really look at it as an individual thing. We kind of just try to bring ourselves together as a team. Obviously, some relievers starting is a little unexpected, but we're starting to get on a rotation now, and we've got four or five guys starting every week, every game. So we've really just started to get in a rotation, and we're just starting to get into the full swing now.
And also, just in general, through the wins and losses, what has the team morale been like so far? Has it been up and down like the games, or has it been pretty consistent through the wins and losses?
Pretty consistent. The beginning of the season, we were really kind of low on ourselves, but once after that Noblesville game, the 11-1 win over Noblesville, I definitely think we've come together and our morale has really started to boost.
Yeah, I've definitely started to notice that. You know, when you guys get down early in games, the team's not as fired up as they usually are, and then there's a huge comeback and everybody starts getting going, you know. Are you one of those emotional leaders that tries to keep this team in the game emotionally?
Absolutely. If you're not playing, you're on the bench, you're cheering for your team, you're wanting to get back in the game, you're wanting to win.
I have a question for you. I asked Seth this question two weeks ago when we asked him. Big part of baseball, sunflower seeds. What's your go-to sunflower seed flavor?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I'm a big ranch guy, original.
Ranch original, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both good.
Sizzling bacon.
Oh, those are good.
Real good. Real good.
Spicy bacon?
I've never had those.
Oh, those are great.
Salt. Really? Black pepper.
Barbecue. Mm.
Barbecue's good.
Barbecue's fantastic.
Do you like mix and match them in a bag, or just you got to go one flavor?
One flavor.
Mixing and matching is difficult.
You can't do that.
It's rough.
Why not just like the original?
flavor.
Sam, because you're the only person.
After a while. Original's good. I like original.
Okay, see, thank you, Ben.
You like to throw it in once in a while, but you have to have some flavor.
Oh, yeah. Too. I guess we're getting into the fun questions now.
Here we go.
So,
oh, yeah.
Ben, I know you're a huge country music. This is the last time I'm going to be able to ask this question. Unless, well, I'll ask Leach, but I think we already know. But, Ben, I know you're a huge country music guy. Is that what's on your pregame playlist?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every game.
Favorite artist?
That's a tough question. I'm a big Zach Brown Band guy.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Finally, a guy correct? I can agree with.
What's your favorite song from
May 22nd is the concert.
Yes.
I don't know if I, no. I don't know if I could pick a favorite, to be honest.
What's your walkout song?
Don't really have a walkout song.
Only the hitters get those.
Hitters get walkouts.
No, you told me that. I thought you told me on spring break that you had a walkout song.
If you could pick one, what would it be?
Yeah, that's a better question.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question.
You guys are asking some good ones.
I don't know. That's difficult. I don't know if I could pick one.
Would it be country?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely country.
Country.
Back to baseball. Is there a specific pitcher you try to model yourself after?
Not really. I kind of just go out there and do my own thing and try to win some games for our team.
I'm going back to the fun question because it's sort of a playoff on my one. Go-to chewing gum. We asked this one to Seth, and he had like four different answers.
Big League Chew. Obviously.
That's the flavor. Common favorite.
Mm-hmm. What else is there? Not really a big gum guy.
No.
More of a seed guy, to be honest. Guy, huh? Yeah. But like a gum every now and then, you know?
There you go.
You guys have any off-topic questions anymore?
You want to get back on topic?
Dude,
we know.
It's the last
have
show.
Have some fun,
we're
Kaiser.
Having fun. I yeah, off-topic.
I just have four or five more real questions that I haven't even asked
you. Off-topic question.
Okay.
Well, it's not really off topic because it's still about baseball. Favorite place to pitch at besides Hartman Field?
Okay, that was one of mine.
So yeah, good. There we go. I knew you were going to ask it.
I don't know.
Noblesville? Mm,
Noblesville's a nice field.
Yeah.
I'd love to pitch in Noblesville. Didn't mm-hmm. get the opportunity, but I'd say Victory Field. That'd yeah. just be awesome. In yeah. June, state game, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've been able to catch for you for the last several years, not this year, obviously, and play with you. A lot of people don't realize the extent of a pitcher's warm-up routine. Take us through that.
Oh, well, the starter will normally start around 5 o'clock when the other team arrives. We'll go down with our pitching coach, Jay Lear, and we'll do some sport-specific things, some pitcher-specific things to really warm ourselves up to our start. Everybody else goes off and they'll do infield and they'll stretch with themselves and they'll do their own thing, but we'll go out and we'll stretch further. We'll roll out on rollers. We'll use weighted balls, cords, and then we'll end up throwing. And it's really just a really big routine compared to just all the other regular players.
And when you get into trouble on the mound, you know, a lot of people say that baseball is 90% mental. I think that's what Absolutely. Coach Roman preaches. When you get into trouble on the mound, what's the one thing you try and tell yourself to sort of get back in a rhythm?
I kind of just try to slow myself down, take a deep breath, and just try to have fun, really.
And you've had a fantastic season so far for these Hounds, one of the top starters, in my opinion, the second most consistent starter behind Tommy Summer. And then last year, I was able to play with you on the JV team, and you were a closer, actually. You pitched almost every game, closing out those ones. And from catching you in previous years, I know the one thing you tended to struggle with was your control. How have you fixed that over the last couple of years to become a lot more consistent?
I really think I've just delivered my routine is really just starting to really come together, and my control has really followed that suit. I really think my motion is really... It's really smooth now, and I can really control it. I really think Jay Lear has helped me with my motion, my control, and everything. And yeah.
All right, I want to ask you about your future here, and correct me if I'm wrong on the name of the college, Kankakee.
Kankakee.
Kankakee Community College is where you'll be going next year in Illinois. And community college, 2 years. What's your plan? You're going to pitch there for 2 years, and then what?
Hopefully transfer to a Division I school. That's my plan.
Make it to the minors? One of the majors and then start off in the minors? Is that the dream?
Start the minors and go to the majors.
Did I say that? I said that, right?
You said major to minors.
Yeah, you did.
Drafted in the majors, you start out in the minors.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it takes me. We'll see where it takes me.
What are you planning to study at Kankakee?
Business.
Business?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, one more kind of fun question, but not really.
He's having some fun now. There we go.
What's the ideal weather for you to pitch in? I know each pitcher has a different preference. You know, a little bit cooler, a little bit hotter than normal.
I kind of prefer warmer weather, a little less wind, just for pitching purposes, for the ball won't fly out if it's flown out. But I like a little warmer weather, just get a little sweat up, get a little work in. Yeah, kind of like that.
I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer if you don't want. Any other teams listening, but what's your go-to pitch? What's your best pitch you think you have?
I'm a fastball guy.
There you go.
I would completely agree.
How fast can you throw? What's your best fastball? Not 90?
Not yet.
Got to get to 90.
What do you think what do you sit at right now?
Really hard to tell. About probably 85, 86.
That's what I was going to guess. Sam and I have sort of been... We've watched you start a couple times, and
we need radar guns in the booth.
Well, oftentimes
we've been talking about it.
We can look it up on PBR.
Yeah,
that's our source. Just from catching him, I know he probably sits about 83, 84, 85. So, yeah, it's not surprising to me that you're sitting about 85, 86. That's fantastic.
I want to go back to the weather thing. I think it's a good idea for you, Ben, since you're a pretty superstitious guy, like we talked about earlier. I think you should say a prayer before every start and pray for your ideal weather.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I thought about that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Help you out.
You're going to have to say it the night before, because once you say it before the first pitch, I mean, it's sort of already there, you know?
I mean, you never know.
It's Indiana weather.
That's fair enough. All right, Ben, last question for you, buddy. What's been your favorite moment as a Carmel baseball player so far, whether it's on freshman, JV, or varsity?
I'd have to say this year, Noblesville game. That's probably one of the most fun games that I've been in, and it was just a blast.
What about you playing?
About me playing? I might say the opening start against Brebeuf. That was a really big game.
You had a perfect game through five innings, correct?
It was five.
It was five. Yeah, I remember it.
It was five innings, and then in the sixth.
I was listening to
you. Gave up, you know, one or two hits maybe. You had a walk in there, but you still held them scoreless, pitched six innings, did great. And thanks for coming on today, Ben. We really appreciate it. Good luck in your start tonight.
Thank you.
Against Lawrence Central. Thank Unfortunately, you. We will not be able to broadcast, but we will be sure to update you, most likely on Twitter, of the score and whatnot. You can follow Carmel Baseball on Twitter, CHS Baseball. So good luck today, Ben.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That'll do it for Ben Clevenger. We will take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about the baseball team, then talk about lacrosse later with Jake Leach here on